heading over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We're joined by ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson, as we are every Friday at this time. And Jason, we've got a busy week for new movies. Where should we start?
Yeah, good morning. Let's start with The Tomorrow War. That's on Amazon Prime Video. It is a sci-fi epic starring Chris Pratt as a science teacher who is living his life with his family. He thinks he's destined for bigger things, but they just don't seem to be happening. And then all of a sudden, from 30 years in the future, people travel back in time, and they're soldiers, and they say, we need people to fight a war in the future because there's so many people dying in the future, they need to travel back in time to get people to fight in this war. It's a sci-fi epic, kind of along the lines of, there's a great movie called Edge of Tomorrow starring Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt a few years ago, which I really, really loved. This has a little bit of that feel. But it's also a really good movie. It's fun. It's funny. It's got action. It's got a great story. I really, really liked it. So that's on The Tomorrow War. It's on Amazon Prime Video.
Okay, fantastic. It was actually offered for an early screening, on Wednesday here in Colorado Springs on the Army base, where they did an outdoor screening. So not quite a movie theater experience, but still getting to see it on a bigger screen with others around. So I can't wait for that. That sounds great. So what else is out? I mean, I'm looking forward to going back to theaters in any way, shape, or form. So what do you have?
Well, as far as theaters go, it's not a great weekend for theaters. Next week is the big week with Black Widow, the first Marvel movie in over 2 years. This weekend in theaters is The Forever Purge. It's the latest in the Purge franchise, which, if people aren't familiar with, for 12 hours once a year, all crime is legal. It is a horror movie, and it is very violent. So that is one of your options. Happy 4th of July. Here's, death.
Here's death. No, thank you.
Yeah. One of the other movies in theaters this weekend, but also streaming on Peacock, is The Boss Baby: Family Business. This is a sequel to The Boss Baby, starring the voices of Alec Baldwin, Lisa Kudrow, Jimmy Kimmel's in there, a whole lot of people. So if you're looking for an animated type of thing for the family, that's a possibility in theaters as well.
And of course, you mentioned we've got the 4th of July holiday weekend, and Netflix has got a new animated historical comedy that's not really leaning on a lot of the historical facts.
No, America the Motion Picture is a really, really R-rated, over-the-top comedy. It's an animated kind of telling of America's founding fathers, which puts George Washington and Abraham Lincoln together along with a whole bunch of other historical figures. I mean, it's completely wrong historically, but it's really, really, it tries to be very, very funny. It comes from producers Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who you might know from the Lego movies. Voice cast is star-studded, including Channing Tatum, Bobby Moynihan, Judy Greer, Olivia Munn, Andy Samberg, Will Forte, and more. I wanted to like it. I was really looking forward to it. It doesn't quite strike the right tone for me, but it's a very interesting attempt.
Okay. Well, and any other good bets out there as far as entertainment on the big or small screens?
One other movie that's on the big screen this week that's getting a lot of acclaim is called Zola. This is based on a Twitter thread from 2015 about a woman who went to on a stripper's weekend with a woman she just met to Florida in 2015. The thread itself about their story became viral, and now it's a movie. This is a wild movie. Taylor Page stars. She's a newcomer. Riley Keough plays the friend who kind of seduces her to join this weekend. Coleman Domingo also co-stars. He's fantastic in this. So is Riley Keough, by the way. Janixa Bravo, she directs it. She does a fantastic job directing. It's a really interesting, stylish movie. It's not necessarily for the whole family, but I really enjoyed Zola.
And Riley, she's the Elvis's granddaughter, right?
Correct. And she's been in quite a few things. Hasn't really broken out, but she's proved herself that she's a fantastic actress. And in this, she blew me away.
And of course, Jason, we know there is one other option this long holiday weekend that's guaranteed to be that home run. Let's talk about Press Play, which you'll be able to hear Monday morning right here on KRDO News Radio.
It's fantastic. This is a special that I hosted. It's a 3-hour special that we did for ABC News Radio affiliates. And it's all about pressing play on stuff, whether that's pressing play outdoors, going hiking. I discovered pickleball for the first time this year, so I do a very in-depth, I went undercover in the pickleball community.
An expose.
And I think hopefully you'll have a lot of fun with that. We talk about all the stuff that you can press play on with the Marvel and Disney Plus stuff going on right now. We look at something that a lot of people are pressing play on and have rediscovered, which is The Sopranos. We take an in-depth look at that. We go to the newest national park in the United States and take a look at what's going on there. So just a lot of ways people are getting outdoors and staying indoors and pressing play on things. And it was a lot of fun to make, and I hope you guys like it.
Well, definitely looking forward to that. That'll be on Monday morning at 5 right here on KRDO News Radio. Jason, thank you so much for that, and we look forward to talking again next week.
Great. Thanks so much.